Today on the podcast, I want to make an announcement that I have been waiting to make for over 2.5 years. And that is that AIBox, my software company I've been working on, has officially launched its first product in beta. It's called the AIBox Playground, and it essentially allows you to try all of the top AI models in one place on one platform for $20 a month. So no longer do you have to have subscriptions to a ton of different platforms. And the cool thing is you can chat with different models in the same chat. They'll see the context of past conversations you've had. You can switch the model mid conversation for different models that are better, different things. You can compare models side by side in the chats. You could do image, text, and audio all in the same chat. It's a phenomenal product, and I will be getting into it, showing you some demos on and live viewing of the actual platform. So if you're listening to this, I'd recommend you check this out over on YouTube or on Spotify, where we'll be showing the actual video. But otherwise, I'll explain what's going on for people that might just be listening to the podcast on Apple, which I know that's a big chunk of our user base, of our listeners. Okay, so over on the platform, the AIBox Playground, what you'll notice is you have access to a ton of different models. We have one in particular that we've rolled ourselves called AIBox Default. And this is a model that you essentially can give it a prompt, ask it a question, and it will pick the best model, whether that's text or image, to kind of generate whatever you're going for. So AIBox Default is a pretty cool concept. You can also go and create your own custom defaults. You know, if you're like, I just want this model for all of my images or this model for all my text, you have the option to do that. The other thing that you're able to do is scroll through all of the different models on the side. So if you go and check out an image model, for example, you can go look at Ideogram, and you can go and see what the models are capable of and also kind of what the benchmarks are. So comparing this model to other models on their pricing, on their quality, and everything else. So if you have a prompt that you are interested in, you can then go to the model and say, you know, let's just say a red cat at sunset for this Ideogram one, getting it to create us an image here. While it generates that, the thing that I love about this is that as soon as it's done its generation, whatever it's, you know, its image that it comes up with, you can actually go and even if you started by, you know, chatting with Ideogram, you can go and switch to a different AI model to talk to. So once it comes up, you're able to switch through different tabs and generate the same prompt. And by the way, it did generate the prompt and it's a pretty dang awesome. I don't know if you've ever tried Ideogram before, but it looks just like a photo. It doesn't look very AI generated. It's very, very impressive. So we have our red cat at sunset. But if you want to run that with a different model, you just click the little rerun button. And Black Forest Labs Flux 1.1 Pro, in my opinion, is also a really powerful tool. So we're going to run with that. But you could also, you know, try the latest model out of ChatGPT as well, because their new image model is pretty fantastic and it's a lot better than, you know, the DALL-E 3 or whatever. I think the new one is called OpenAI Image 1 or GPT Image 1 or something like that. So you can then go and actually see all of the different outputs side by side. You can do this with text as well. You could do it with audio. We also have the option with, you know, some of our features with 11 Labs and other tools like that, where you can do multiple voices. So you can do different voices and you can compare them all side by side. So we now have, we have OpenAI, we have Flux, and we have Ideogram. And then we have a little button here where you can actually compare all of the different images side by side to get a better view of, you know, what all of these actually look like. And you can kind of tab through them to see what this actually looks like. So this is kind of one of our features we've been building. And then of course you have the ability to do text and try some of the models you might not have tried before. Like let's say Quen has an interesting model. We'll try Quen 2.5, their 72 billion parameter turbo model. We'll just tell it to tell us a joke. And then you can do the same thing. You could get this to generate with not just like one or two, but you could get it to generate the same joke with like 7 or 8 different AI chats and just toggle between all of them. And then of course, the one that I love to do is we have text to speech and speech to text. So speech to text is if you upload an audio file or talk to it, then it's able to give you like a text transcript. But if you want to do a text to speech, that's something that you're going to get from OpenAI or 11 Labs. I'm going to go ahead and do 11 Labs and just say you are wonderful. It's just going to use whatever its default voice is. Then you can actually go to the settings of the model
You are wonderful. You are wonderful.
You can go to the settings of the model and go change the voice. So right now we have, you know, area voice selected, but we can see a ton of different voices in here. We can listen
Lovell,
to
trust a examples. Few, do wrong to none.
God has given you one face.
We got
and
George,
you make your...
we got
life
Colin.
Without love is like
Lovell, we got trust
Charlie.
A few.
So, you know, you can pick whatever one you want. You can change it. And then we're going to rerun this again. And we're going to do text to speech. And we're going to do 11 labs. And now it's going to do the new voice. So you actually have...
You are wonderful.
I think that was George's voice.
You are wonderful.
And that was Aria's voice. So we have both the different voice options. So this is really cool. I love this because if you're doing a script or you want to test a voiceover and you want to test a bunch of different voices and listen to things side-by-side comparison, you can compare them side-by-side. You can get a ton of these things going. And for me, this is just so much fun. So I'm thrilled with this. Okay, the other thing that I'm really excited about with the Playground, because of course the audio, image, text, all in one place for $20 a month is great, but something that has plagued me, honestly, forever, really, with these AI models, is when I use something like OpenAI, for example, ChatGPT, and I get it to generate images for a lot of different projects. I use them for thumbnails on YouTube and for, you know, podcast covers and all sorts of stuff and projects I'm using ChatGPT for. I forget where the image was. And so we've created something called media storage, which will show you all of the content, all of the media you've created, whether that's audio files, whether that's images. And if you go back and click on that image or file, it'll show you the exact prompt that was used to generate it. It will show you the model. It will show you how many tokens you used to generate that, what the date was. You could go download it or delete it, or click view chat and it will take you back to the actual chat that was used to generate the image, and you can see, you know, what the context of your chat was before. So for me, this is pretty cool and I am a huge fan. And again, if you want to delete it, if you go delete that image out of your media storage, it's going to disappear from this chat thread, but it won't necessarily delete the whole chat thread. So you can still keep some of your content by deleting that. However, if you do want to delete the whole chat thread, you can do that, and it will also delete all of the media files that are in the chat thread. So just a couple cool things you can do there. All right. One thing that we have added to all of the different AI models, if you're interested and you're kind of curious and you want to see like what they're all capable of, you can go to any company and click on any AI model, and we have all of the model's capabilities. So Llama 3.1 is only able to do text. We'll show you the benchmarks of how it compares to other models. If you're interested in Mistral AI and you want to try their CodeStroll developer, you can see what it's able to do. If you want to go and try something like OpenAI's 4.1, you can see that it also has image vision in addition. So, you know, we'll show you all the different features, and you can upload images by adding media here. You can upload images and ask it questions about that. So for any of the models that have image vision, it's able to, you know, understand what's going on there. So some really cool stuff that we've been packing into this. We're adding new features all the time, adding new AI models. Really, really excited to see what people are able to do with this. And of course, my goal is just that you'll be able to save money having all of your AI models in one place, not needing to have subscriptions on a dozen different platforms. $20 a month, you get access to everything. And if you need more usage, you can get more tokens, but we give you a pretty generous token package. So you get 20,000 tokens, and for a lot of people, this is going to be what you need to get you through the month using all of the AI tools you can ever imagine, which is a ton of fun. And we hope that all the models that we add will help you learn more and be able to explore a lot of AI models and companies that you probably didn't try before and that you know, maybe didn't want to pay for their subscription for their premium products. You get it all on here. So this is pretty exciting. In any case, we are so excited. We finally launched. If you want to try this out, it's AIbox.ai. 2.5 years in, this is our first product. It's in beta. So if you're testing it and you think like, man, it'd be really awesome if it could do X, Y, and Z, send me a message over on LinkedIn, send me a DM on LinkedIn or on X, and we'll be adding new features very actively. Our roadmap is evolving. And in the meantime, play around with this. We'll be launching our marketplace and our builder platform very soon. And so if you have your account here, you'll be able to get access to that as soon as it rolls out as well. In any case, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today, for checking out what we're working on over here at AI Box. This is something I'm so excited about. I'm so excited to have you guys on the journey. It means the world to me. I appreciate all of the support we've received throughout the years from everybody. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will catch you next time.